listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We take your calls at 844-967-2789. A new, I assume, going to be a good friend, Chaz Stevens, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Apparently, Mr. Stevens from Florida wants Florida schools to ban the Bible, you know, using the Don't Say Gay laws. So that's going to be an interesting conversation. I hope you stick around to the bottom of the hour.
Dominic, against my better judgment, here's CJ. Welcome back, CJ. How you doing, man?
Hello, CJ.
Hey there, gentlemen. But I do use that term loosely.
Thank you.
No, kidding. You know, as I listen to you guys, it's kind of funny because you use the happy hour, and you guys don't sound very happy. Now, interest rates.
Well, it's because we're talking to you, CJ.
Well, CJ, I mean, are you happy with the news? I mean, you know, the J6 committee and the testimony about Oath Keepers having caches of weapons and AR-15s and guns and ready to go shoot people. That's not happy news, right? You don't think that's good news, right?
No, and I think they're going to be punished, whoever did.
Okay, well, good. We agree on that, CJ.
What if they conspired with the former president and his staff? Should they also be punished, CJ?
Great question, Crudy. CJ?
I think we're going to find out more about that. And, you know, you're going to cover the January 6th trial,
yes,
right?
We are.
Yes.
Are you going to cover the Michael Sussman trial? Or is that going to
doubtful,
show how
because there would be very little public interest in an individual trial. We won't play it live. But if there's if there's a conviction there, yeah, we'll cover it. Why wouldn't we?
Well, I actually have watched this secretary who's doing another great job, like our vice president, Mayorkas, testify on the border. Boy, I tell you what, you guys really know how to pick them. Joe Biden, Kamala, and Mayorkas.
You want me to go through the list of Trump cabinet secretaries other than his own kid and her husband? Well, I mean, do you want us to compare all the super talented guys? How about Michael Flynn? He's convicted. Paul Manafort, he was just a campaign chair, but...
Current.
Oh, it only matters in real momentary time.
It's going to be the economy, stupid. And people are feeling it every day with your party.
CJ, let me ask you a question. Do you think that this abortion issue is going to drive turnout for the Democrats?
You said that the Republicans are in control? Is that what I heard you say earlier?
No, my question
I don't know
to
what
you,
the hell
CJ.
You're talking about, CJ. Listen to us.
This the abortion issue right now, do you think that's going to galvanize Democrats?
Democrats.
We are living
in CJ doesn't listen. He just blabs. CJ.
That's too bad,
Clay,
man.
Your mama called you Clay. I'm going to call you Clay. If you don't listen, you get hung up on. See you later, Clay. 844-967. 2789. I mean, you got to play nice. You got to be able to
conversate.
I mean,
we try, man. You try, but the guy just won't shut up or answer a question. So, you know, you move on.
Moving on.
Moving on.
967-2789. Dom, do you think this is what Raskin was alluding to about crimes not even alleged prior? Because we're seeing more and more crimes being alleged. And we're seeing more and more people, apparently... Trump's inner circle, we talked before you joined me here on the air, Don Jr., Trump Jr. gave several hours worth of testimony, didn't feel the need to plead the fifth, not even once.
Yeah.
And so did his girlfriend, well, second time around, you know, apparently she felt very sad the first time that they asked her tough questions, but she testified. Ivanka testified.
Yeah, but these
Kushner
are the,
testified.
If I want, but my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, because sometimes I am. This was not compelled testimony, right? He was not under subpoena. He was not under oath. He doesn't. You know, this is a voluntary discussion. If he doesn't want to say anything, he just doesn't say anything. He doesn't have to declare. To my understanding, he doesn't have to declare the fifth.
You think he can just go and perjure himself in congressional testimony? Because Michael Cohen would tell you that'd put your ass in prison.
Again, he's not subpoenaed. I don't know if he's
under oath. You cannot perjure yourself in congressional
testimony. Well, you don't
have to perjure
yourself. You just say, I'm not going to answer that question. You know what I'm saying?
Reportedly, that wasn't the route. He answered the questions and did not plead the fifth. that would be contrary to our hypothetical here.
Sure. Okay. Not clear. But certainly, as we get closer and closer to Trump's inner circle, I mean, the kids now, I mean, who's left? Eric did plead the fifth, right? Like 500 times. Was that for the in front of the J6?
Well, that committee? Was not in front of the J6. That was testimony in the Letitia James in the
okay,
New
that
York
was
Attorney
the
General
New York Attorney General. Okay, that was a civil case.
Well, of
so
course, none of the Trumps
issue.
Can testify because they certainly are criminally implicit and complicit in the... And the falsifying of tax records and inflating of documents, the values of their properties. And you know what? At this point, maybe they get charged, maybe they don't. But I keep telling you, man, I'm looking for, you know, the big enchilada. I'm looking for the Merrick Garland day. And today, I take a little bit of encouragement. I know guys like CJ showing a little false bravado. Oh, the economy's stupid. It's inflation. But when the J6 hearings start, there is going to be compelling testimony. There are going to be crimes alleged against people in the very innermost circle of Trump. I mean, cabinet-level secretaries, the chief of staff. I think Mark Meadows, he'll get a criminal referral above and beyond the contempt of Congress charge.
All right.
And probably why they move forward with Bannon and not Mark Meadows. Is it possible that maybe Mark Meadows is under other Department of Justice investigation?
Yes.
And I'm not talking about for being, you know, registered to vote at three different states and three different addresses.
Besides that,
I think Mark Meadows is going to spend a big portion of the rest
of his
life in club.
Well, I wonder if the person that Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keeper, who just got another lieutenant rolled over on him today, if he was making that phone call to Meadows, or was it maybe to Roger Stone, or was it maybe to Ronnie Jackson?
Well, it would have had to have been someone... In the person of Donald Trump, right? How are you going to put the guy on the phone if you're at the Willard Hotel? So it's not Roger Stone. It's someone from Trump's inner circle.
Someone within... The call is coming from inside the building?
From inside the White House. Or at least it's being received there. Come back with us. A fine guest. First time on this show. Chad Stevens. Ban the Bible. His advocacy. Dom agrees.
Kept pretty much in the dark.
We've traced the call. It's coming from inside the house.